welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based near Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about the virtues of humour for your child's mental health. For more information, you can visit CampanaWeber.net. Now, Rebecca, what does humour have to do with child psychology?
Yeah, so for us psychologists, curiosity, the capacity to be open for curiosity is something that's considered really important, both because being curious is usually under attack by certain psychological phenomena, such as, you know, being anxious or dependencies such as addictions, depressed, phobias. So therefore, we can consider humor as a sign of health, but it's also a mechanism that maintains mental health.
So you need to be happy to stay stable.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say happy, because ups and downs are part of being human, but
right.
The capacity to be humorous, certainly around things that do not make us happy.
Okay. But when it comes down to babies, I mean, what sort of role does humour play there?
Yeah, so babies who are pre-verbal, often something that parents really do spontaneously would be to say, like, you know, where's my thumb? And they're hiding their thumb amongst their other fingers. Or, you know, where did your lovey go? And they hide it behind their back. And in this moment, that moment between the hiding of the thumb or the hiding of the lovey, the parent is allowing hazard, uncertainty, something else beyond the parent who's at that moment hugely central and vital for the small baby, something that the child doesn't really master yet, to be fun and pleasant and safe. And why this is valuable for us psychologists is that there's a fusion that's really necessary between baby and parent in the very early days. But we want that baby to imagine that the world outside of the parent can also be pleasant and safe and fun. And therefore, that element of surprise is really valuable that the parent is introducing in a playful and safe way.
So you can see, I think people can see that's vital for successful development.
Yes. So in these moments, which are really spontaneous and usually quite playful, the parent is establishing building blocks for curiosity, interest in the world outside of the line of vision, which later can have the possibility of translating into the capacity to play. For older kids, the capacity to study and learn, and then eventually young adults, the capacity to work.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks very much indeed. That was Rebecca Weber. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.